This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery, like McKenna, brings a top-tier lineup. With Leif Davis-esque delivery right to your door, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Blue Monday podcast with Francine from Rainbow Tractors here to explain to us the relaunch of the group, what it's about and how folk can get involved. Francine, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. And thank you for having me on.
Ah, pleasure. I was going to ask you about Fleetwood and I'm wondering whether we should just skip straight.
Yeah, it was a bit rubbish, wasn't it? So just... Move on. Let's skip
to other things. So Rainbow Tractors relaunched last weekend.
Yes.
Relaunched. It was around a few years ago, wasn't it? And it's been kicked off again. Tell us all about it.
Well, the group was originally started back in 2014. And the person who originally started it and always wanted to kind of hand it over. And then for a number of reasons, it just never, after the original momentum, just kind of died off a bit.
Is that something to do with how the club was doing as well? I guess partly there is...
Probably partly to do with that, yeah. And I think lack of social media, good social media presence, like regular social media presence, people kind of just forget it was there. I forgot it was there properly myself. Tried to relaunch again at Pride a couple of years ago, but again, just never really got anywhere. So we've changed leadership and we're going to try again.
So who's the equivalent of Paul Cook and who's the equivalent of Paul Lambert? Or do I dare not ask questions?
Well, I hope I'm Paul Cook.
Okay, we'll go with that. So we've got Paul Cook right here. And yeah, if you need a cup of tea, just chat. We can take a break.
Have you?
Good.
And it is Yorkshire tea.
Excellent. Perfect. Ticking all the boxes. I love this. Good. So yeah. So restarted and with a specific agenda in mind or just...
We've got our three key aims, which are to work with the club to raise more awareness. So that's particularly around things like football versus homophobia, events in LGBT History Month and Rainbow Laces, those key things to make, you know, to work with the club to make sure we get a really good, you know, social media side of it so that, because, you know, they'll admit themselves that they've not done enough, not necessarily all known how to do enough, particularly when you compare to other clubs, Charlton, Norwich.
I was going to ask, is there a model there that, yeah?
Well, I'm in contact with the person who runs Leicester's one, and other loads of these fan clubs, the fan groups communicate with each other anyway. So I will, you know, Charlton have been on Football Focus recently. Hate to say it, so have Norwich. They've got quite a good supporters group. So we want to have our, you know, Ipswich promoting things and explaining things as well as other clubs. We also want to raise awareness that or to other fans of the issues that we face, you know, as an LGBT supporter in going to games, but also that potential players might face. And create safe social spaces, which kind of brings those two together, really. But we don't want it to... We're not excluding anyone. Allies are very much supported, and there are several members of the original five who have been involved in the relaunch who are allies and are very keen to support us in making Portman Road a safe place and somewhere comfortable for everyone.
So is I guess the from a largely lay perspective on this, it feels like there's an educational role and using the club's social media, I guess, platforms like this. And I know, have you been on Kings of Anglia as well? And I see all the PWTD stuff.
My dad has been on Kings of Anglia.
And that's presumably because I guess a lot of people, and to put it bluntly, will have seen the announcement and have gone, brilliant. But it's nothing to do with me, I guess.
We've had such a positive reaction to it. Loads of people. My phone last Sunday, I've never felt so popular in my life. As soon as the tweet went out, and I, because I timed it, so my tweets and posts on Instagram all went out at the same time as the clubs. I was actually on a Mother's Day walk at Mersey while I was doing it. I was on the phone walking on the beach.
Don't mind me, Mum. I'm just liking and retweeting lots.
And the amount of I had to my phone on silent and everything because my phone was just follow.
That's brilliant. That's great.
It was amazing.
And you figured out the Twitter notifications now, though, yeah?
Pardon?
As in, you'd figured out the Twitter notifications now, though, so you could just you figured out how to save all those.
But yeah, it was really positive reaction, and it seemed like we're going to gain some momentum from it, which is good. Hopefully that will continue on with our social events and into next season when we can actually do more in person.
Yes, in person, exactly right. I was going to say the one sort of real noticeable thing that is starting is, are these midday Zoom calls, pre-match Zoom calls, are they, or every Saturday?
Pre-match, they are Saturday. We've not decided yet what will happen when it's not season. I imagine we'll try and keep some sort of regular social going, but they are pre-match ones at the moment. When it's a normal kickoff, 3, we do it at 12.
We've moved
it forward this week, half 11.
Helpful.
So it's still before the game. We have had someone new every week so far, which is really good. We hope to continue that, get many people involved. And the point of the meeting, the socials, talk about the game, talk about general stuff. But also, I want people's ideas, like my dad said on the King's Wrangler interview he did with Ross, is that he has his ideas, I have my ideas. Other people have their ideas. We don't want it to be just 3 of us saying, like, this is what we'll do. We want to hear what fans want us to do socially and help what they think the club could do and work really as a group, so it's not a one person agenda.
And this is the kind of thing where allies, as you said, is useful, because there's no kind of a good idea is a good idea, regardless who it comes from, isn't it?
And when we came up with our 3 aims, it was actually an ally who'd put them all in sentences, and he sent them out to us and was like, what do you think? From hearing our discussions, he'd managed to put things together. And even just the social side of it, it doesn't matter, what your identity is, what your sexuality is. As long, we want to all come together, because that's what we want, ultimately. We don't want to have a separate group where we have to educate the club and to do stuff to help fans feel comfortable and safe. But so if we work with allies and everyone, then that will be a point when we're not needed.
Yeah, and I think it's part of it is prompting a discussion as well. And there's always, the debate is always, particularly in the internet era, is going to have tangent off into issues and problems. And to be honest, it feels to me that we want a club where everyone feels like they can turn up and watch the match and not have to worry about prejudice or hearing things that are just deliberately offensive, which presumably is core to exactly why the group is here. And it shouldn't be any different to any other group that's looking to watch football, right?
Yeah, it should. We all want everyone. All anyone wants is for everyone to go along, watch the football, hopefully enjoy it. You know, I hope.
Yeah, you know, you can't control that bit. You see,
no, we can't control that bit. That's down to can't do that in the stands, unfortunately. But you know, with people, without having to any worries in the back of your head, because and whether that's a worry about going with a partner. Know how do I act around them, which is a worry I've had in the past, or a worry of what do I wear, you know, do I wear that slightly colorful jacket, or do I tone myself down? We don't want that. We want everyone to feel they can be themselves and say not hear any comments, even if they're not directed at you, because that's been the thing. The comments that have been heard by members have been directed towards the pitch, you know, and between us, we don't think the majority of Ipswich fans are homophobic or anything like that. We, you know, at all, we don't want anyone to think that, but things are said and
it's a subconscious thing, isn't
it? Meant in that way.
Yeah.
The word itself is a slur potentially and could affect the enjoyment of the football for those around them.
Sure.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Whether you need a VPN to protect your world online, to allow you to change your worldwide location virtually, or maybe a bit of both, NordVPN gives you the freedom to do so. NordVPN also allows you to stream TV shows, films, and even sporting events which aren't available in your local region, changing to a country which is showing that content, meaning you can switch as seamlessly as a Kira McKenna in-game tactical tweak with just one click. But that's not all. NordVPN can also look after you while online, preventing your card details and passwords from falling into the wrong hands, safeguarding your personal and sensitive information from harm. Think of it as a cyber Sam Morsey, offering protection to your own personal back four, but with far fewer yellow cards. NordVPN is available for the price of a cup of Bovril per month, and one account can be used across 6 different devices. Visit nordvpn.com/Blue Monday or click the link in the podcast description for more information about the offer and a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee trial period. You'll also be helping out the pod by subscribing.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like home comforts. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And I guess you've alluded to... I hate that there's I'll say Norwich, Charlton are kind of up there as a benchmark. What more do you know? There's a need for the supporter base to be educated and to understand that. And obviously, there's a role for the group there in terms of lobbying the club. What's the thoughts on what they need to do more? You've mentioned social media, but it feels like it's quite spiky.
Working together. I've had had a meeting with the club just before the relaunch, last Thursday it was, about what we can do going forward. And it is about, you know, how we address things like Football vs Homophobia Month events, because we did a one-off match and for like a week before we changed the badge. Other clubs, you know, they got involved in Football Focus, they did interviews with fans, the players got involved, which obviously is harder at the moment. And stuff, but at Charlton, you know, I saw one of the groups at Charlton, they posted up that when Lee Bowyer left, that he'd been, you know, actively talking to the group himself. So you know, not necessarily that Paul Cook has to do that or anything, but that engagement with the club where it's, you know, we are one together. The club are going to be looking at what they can do around the ground itself. Because, you know, so at the moment you've had, like, if you look at like Man City and Burnley on TV, they've got the flag to show their support for their support LGBTQ supporters group. And, you know, the club are on board with doing something like that with us, even when fans are in the ground having something there. You know, that all fans can see and that TV cameras would see as well.
Yeah, because I was going to say, to me, the word I was using was spiky. The output on social media is there is a Football League initiative or a wider society initiative, yeah, and we should get involved and we'll do it for that week. And then it's kind of forgotten about and then comes back. So I guess what you're advocating for is a presence or is some kind of identity that shows that it's a 365-day thing, right?
Yeah. Because we don't want it to be forgotten about. You know, it's like with anything, you want it to be talked about, you know, not necessarily all the time, but we want the awareness to be a constant thing rather than just let's bring it up twice a year, Rainbow Laces and LGBT History Month, just those two events.
Yeah, great. Yeah, and I guess, so I guess the question a lot of folk will be asking, myself included, is what can we do apart from just supporting and providing, you know, stuff down the pod feed, which is great and nice and easy for all Ipswich fans. I guess the word ally keeps coming up. Is that what you're after? And what does that look like? I guess there will be folk who think, well, I can't do the Zoom calls, but what else can I do? What would you suggest? How do they get in contact, maybe, and
well,
get involved?
So they can send a message on any of our social medias. So we've got Instagram and Twitter. We have got an email as well, so they can send me an email, which is on the press release that we put out. And just send ideas of what, you know, they think the club could do. If there are instances when we're in the ground that they hear, to find, obviously the club are going to make it easier to know who to report it to, but do, you know, report it, not necessarily call people out, because I think that would cause, you know,
it's a difficult one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't necessarily think the people using those slurs are all necessarily doing it in a homophobic way. I just think that they're not necessarily, it's the heat of the moment, isn't it? We all use language at the football that we wouldn't necessarily walk down the street and use.
I don't use the phrase "get in the mixer" too often in normal life. And I get exactly where you're coming from. Yeah,
there's language that I use at the football that doesn't necessarily mean I use it on a daily basis. Because you get angry, you know, and you want to give the opposition a bit of stick and the ref a bit of stick, but it's about, you know, knowing what language to use, and that will only come through the club knowing what language is, you know, being used. I'm wanting next season to do, if everyone else is up for it, some sort of like prediction league.
Okay.
Which is anyone they can get involved in. I've not obviously worked out the finer details of how that would work.
Just got to keep an eye on the social media. I'll put it up here. There you go. Yeah. At Rainbow Tractors. Is that the same on Twitter and Insta, you were saying?
Yes. Yep. Same on Twitter and Instagram, yeah. Being a teacher, then I've suddenly gone from having to make weekly videos for every lesson to being able to just teach live in the classroom. So my workload has decreased. So I've had a lot more time to think about potential socials next season, and a prediction league was one, because that covers everyone. It covers people who can make allies or LGBTQ people, but it also covers local fans and distant fans. And I don't want any fan to feel excluded because of where they live, particularly. Because I'm hoping to do in-person socials.
I was going to say, any thoughts of getting in the fan zone or anything like that?
Yeah, we're definitely looking at fun getting in the fan zone. And again, that's something the club are looking at, some sort of presence in the fan zone for us. So typically, me and my dad don't often go to the fan zone. We go to the Thomas Wolsey pre and post match normally. But, you know, we could do socials in the fan zone. But, you know, we're looking at new number of things, but we do definitely want in-person events next season. Maybe as soon as it's allowed, potentially, if, you know, but obviously what the rules and everything are going into the new season. And
yeah, well, I was going to say that even the Zoom calls at the moment, you know, I know that people have got their eye on May and lockdown easing and all that kind of stuff, but ultimately my sense of the group is clearly there's a core message there, but it's centered around football, which everyone who loves Ipswich Town can gravitate towards. Yeah. So, you know, a prediction league, or even, you know, discussing Paul Cook's selections and who you would have played in goal or who you would have played at left back, that's a universal conversation, isn't it? And as long as the conversation is respectful and is open, I guess the group's after, isn't it?
Yeah, so, you know, as many people as possible to turn it up, and, you know, so as long as the conversation is kept respectful, you know, we'll talk about football, we may deviate into other things, particularly if there's only three of us. but no, as long as everyone's respectful, then we're happy for and welcome to everyone to come along and talk about what we all love, which is Ipswich Town and, you know, hopefully a playoff push.
I was going to ask, so you hinted at a prediction league there, so I'm going to put you on the spot and ask for a Portsmouth prediction before we go. So I'll let you mull that one over.
If they don't employ a new manager,
I think it's Cowley.
I don't know if he's been announced.
Yeah, I think it's the bookies have stopped. I think it's like almost like the Paul Cook one. We all know it's going to happen. That is Danny Cowley. So, assume it's Cowley.
Training sessions he gets in before then. But if he's not in properly before then I think, you know, we're so inconsistent. It's our time to be consistent, you know, good at the weekend, isn't it? So I think we'll probably, and they've got lots of injuries. I've seen Harrison's now out as well. I think we'll win. I think it'll be a nervy one, but I think we'll win.
Okay, it'll be like Plymouth will score early and then have to hold on for 80 minutes. Okay, yeah, okay, good stuff. Any last things that you want to plug? Obviously, we talked about, I'll stick the handle up there, or any messages that, you know, I want to avoid the kind of, I know that the news story always attracts the usual nonsense comments and false equivalence kind of debates, so we won't go there. But in terms of the wider Ipswich community, any kind of final thoughts or requests,
first of all, say thank you to them all for their, you know, all the support, and you know, everyone loves our badge, which is great. We put a lot of thought into that. And
is that a local artist who did that?
Yes, I can't remember her name, George or something.
Let me see
Georgia
if I've got the
Geddons, I think it might be.
Georgia Goddard.
She designed it for Pride 2 years ago, and we've contacted her, and she was happy for it to be used again. So we've used her design of the Suffolk Punch to mix in with the traditional badge. But a massive thank you to all the support, and please do get involved. You know, lots of people follow me on my personal, quite a few people who may watch this probably follow me on my personal Twitter as well. So you can.
Do you want to plug that as well?
You can do. It's Francine ITFC. So you can follow me. And if you've got anything you want to tell me, ideas there, then I'm happy to hear them there as well. But yeah, any ideas? It'd be good to see people at our Zoom social at 11:30 this Saturday.
Brilliant stuff. at Rainbow Tractors. Francine, thank you so much for coming on and explaining it. And keep a lookout. Give the folks all the support you can. And certainly looking forward to, Prediction League is going to happen. I'm awesome at Prediction Leagues. He says, I'm rubbish. I think I'm good. I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah, you can run it. That's how you do it. You run a prediction league is how you fix it to win. So keep that one under your sleeve there. Francine, great to chat to you and all the best to the group. And, thanks very much.
It's the promotion run-in. Everyone is gathered round to watch. The McNuggets share boxes are there, offering much-needed distraction. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, but in you swoop to steal the last nuggets and claim all 3 points. Oh, and there is the Harry Clark fist pump to celebrate. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in at participating restaurants.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.